I glance down at the hand on my shoulder, and the blood haze descends upon me. Rage and fury scream in my veins. If Brond registers the sudden change in my demeanor, he is too slow to react. I grab his wrist and pull him close. Khorne favors those who win their own battles, brother. I spin, wrenching and overextending his arm. He snarls in pain and anger, but he is powerless to react. Time for you to have a taste of Gorechild. For him to have a taste of you. The blood thunders again. I bring Gorechild around in a screaming arc. Brond's head flies clear of his shoulders and lands in the blood-soaked sand. My kill counter clicks over. Brond's weakling seneschal bleats like a stuck bovid.
What have you done?
Khorne stared down at the headless body of Argus Brond. Blood dripped from the now silent, motionless teeth of Gorechild. The betrayer removed his helmet and hung it at his belt. His face was flushed and covered in a sheen of sweat. Mavin took an involuntary step backwards as Khorne glanced towards him.
I have done what I set out to do. 8 skulls in all, each pledged to the Bloodfather in fire and oath. They were unworthy of his patronage. How long has it taken me to claim them all? 100 years? 1,000?
His voice trailed away as his eyes flickered to the roiling sky. Mavin finally understood. 8 former leaders of the Fractured Legion, all slain by Khorne's hand. Of the captains who led the Legion before Scalathrax, only Khorne himself now remained. No leader of the World Eaters, now pledged to Khorne, could claim authority on the basis of his former status. Khorne had ensured that the disciples of the Blood God would be led by one who had proved his worth in combat. The heavens roared their appreciation, as did the crowd in the arena.
What now? What of the Blood Crusade?
The Lord of Skulls cares not from whence the blood flows. Why make him wait?
He raised his massive, muscular arms in exultation, and blood began to rain from the heavens, a torrential deluge that came from nowhere. Lightning flashed, and the fury of Khorne descended upon the demon world, infusing and overpowering all rational thought. Brother turned upon brother, killing and maiming, tearing at throats with red-stained teeth and hacking each other limb from limb with chain axe and iron blade. Through it all strode the betrayer, dealing death with every stroke. He arched his back and roared to the heavens, reveling in the manic chanting of the horde. Blood for the Blood God!